Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Occidental Center for the Arts is launching the new book by Sonoma author Beau Kearns, his debut novel, Ashes in a Coconut. The book launch series happens on November 15th at 7 p.m. And in the studio with me this morning is Beau Kearns. Good morning, Beau.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you very much for
Absolutely.
Having me.
Thank you for joining me. So you have this new debut novel. It sounds really interesting, Ashes in a Coconut. Please tell us about the book and what inspired you to write it.
Well, the book is actually set in Indonesia, where I lived for 3 years. Hmm. And it's a very mystical, magical culture. And I thought the perfect setting for a good story. And the protagonist, Laura, is a fashion designer in Manhattan. She sets aside her career and accompanies her banker husband to Indonesia to save her marriage. Hmm. Her husband's name is Jack, and he is ambitious, yet very naive. He quickly gets caught up in a culture of corruption. Meanwhile, Laura is there in a third world country, and she can't work. She doesn't speak the language. She doesn't know anyone. So she's trying to find something meaningful to do. Mm-hmm. And she makes a number of missteps initially. And one day she goes to the local market, and she sees she's appalled to see a baby orangutan for sale, its mother killed by poachers. Mm. So she finds her passion, which is saving these endangered primates and their rainforest habitat. And as she attempts to grow closer to her husband, they become at odds over his shady business dealings. So it's a story of corruption, betrayal, and redemption. Mm-hmm. The reviews have been actually the book came out in May.
Okay.
And the reviews have been quite good. One reviewer called it an intriguing page turner, another a thriller, a suspenseful romance. So there's something there for everyone.
Right.
There's lots of twists and turns, and there is one big surprise that the reader doesn't see coming.
Oh, I love it. Did you save orangutans in Indonesia? Or was it the corrupt business dealings?
No. Well, you know, it's no surprise that Jack is an international banker. Before I became a journalist and an author, I also was a banker. I lived overseas in Bahrain, the Middle East, Indonesia, and in London. So, I didn't save orangutans, but... the story happens.
I love it. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Tell me, so you obviously, this is your debut novel, and you were a journalist before.
Uh-huh.
What was the experience like writing this full novel and coming to grips with this, you know, these characters and creating this whole world?
Well, I had no idea what I was getting in for. It was a 10-year journey of writing this story. I went through many drafts. I worked with a number of editors. My writing got better along the way as the story developed.
Sure. So you're going to be at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday, November 15th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. To talk about the book, obviously, and maybe read from it, I assume, and all that. What's the event going to look like?
Well, actually, it should be a fun, Occidental Center for Arts is a terrific place. They have a lot of great activities there. And coincidentally, the volunteer book launch coordinator, Susie Cohen, is a devotee of everything Balinese, which is probably the most well-known of the Indonesian islands.
Mm.
She's been there 4 times. She went a couple of years ago to the International Book Festival. So she's going to do a slideshow on that beautiful place. I will talk about my inspiration for writing the story. I'll read some excerpts. There'll be a Q&A, my favorite part. And I even hear there might be some Indonesian treats, but not so sure about that.
Okay. Part. Well, come for the reading, stay for the possible treats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ashes in a Coconut. You can hear Beau read and talk all about it on Friday, November 15th at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.